Welcome. Those are welcome, and welcome. Those are three welcomes. That means I am greeting you bigly. I am greeting you bigly, yes. I said it bigly. So how's everybody doing today on this Friday? What is it, 28th, 27th, 27th, the 27th, jeez, I can't believe we're almost done with the month. That's amazing. I mean, seriously, it's amazing. Wow. Yeah, jeez, I'm just looking at the calendar here. Man, I just, the months are flying. We're already almost done with May. Man. At May. Amazing. Amazing. June is upon us. And then, it's amazing. All right. Enough. Enough of that. So, Trump has a rally today in Fresno. The question is, will the chupacabras be out? Huh? Will the chupacabras? Will the little chupacabras be creating a disturbance? That's what they are. They're not protesters, okay? We're not calling them protesters. We talked about this yesterday. Talked about it the day before. Talked about it the day before that. Talked about the day before that and that. And just kept, we just let's keep talking about it. Protesters are not people that throw bottles at cops. They don't light things on fire. Those aren't protesters. I've said it until I'm blue in the face. They're criminals. All right, they're animals. They're chupa. Cabras. That's what they are. That's what they are. They're chupacabras. So whenever we see them, whenever we the CNN says, well, today the protesters were out in full force. No, they weren't. The chupacabras were out in full force. Do you understand that? The chupacabras were out in full force, not protesters. So who knows? Who knows if that's going to happen? But, of course, CNN is on it. Wolf Blitzer, he's on it right now. He's going to make sure that if anything happens at the Trump rally with the chupacabras, he will be there to cover it so they can say you know, Trump promotes violence, he promotes sexism, he promotes homophobia, he promotes xenophobia, he promotes fatophobia, he promotes Indian phobia. Sometimes you run out of the phobias. Sometimes you run out of the years. And I just checked MSNBC. They have the Chupacabra Watch in their right corner, in their right bottom corner. They have a little window that says soon Trump in California, which is Chupacabra Watch. And then I think, let's see, does Fox? Well, they're in a commercial. All right, well, we'll see. We'll see. So, man, so many notes. Look at this, you guys. Those of you who are watching the video, you could watch this. Don't forget, at the Rob Zicari Show.com. The Rob Zicari Show Facebook.com. And I don't think my face is hidden with the microphone. Somebody on Twitter was like, great production value. Your face is hidden behind the microphone. I'm like, well, first off, this isn't a TV show. Okay? This isn't a TV show. And secondly, I don't think my face is hidden behind the microphone. I don't think that's the case. I think you can see my face bigly, okay? And if you're watching in the video, this is a lot of paper. I got stuff we haven't gotten to. Ay, ay, ay. Look, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. God, it's a lot of stuff. Ay, lot of stuff. Man. This is a lot of stuff. We got updates. We got the Terry McAuliffe updates. We got some sound clips. We have a new Trump song. Yes, we do. We played it yesterday while the show was going on. One of our listeners, I think either Advantage Trump or Guns N' Roses for Trump. I'm not sure which one sent it to me, but we got a song direct right when the show, boom, it was here. Bang! And we played it. Played it into the microphone, but we actually have it loaded into the soundboard today. So it will be huge when we let you all listen to that. What else do we got? Oh, Kimmel clips. We talked about the Kimmel. We talked about the Kimmel thing yesterday, so we've got some Kimmel clips. It's pretty good. And what else? I don't know. I think that's it. I don't know. We'll get to it. So, Obama, Obi. Everybody's favorite apologizer and chief. That's what he is. The apologizer and chief. The apologizer and chief. He was in Japan, or he still is in Japan. And he actually interrupted my Trump family. Listen. Greta Van Susteren, and I've seen people online kind of breaking stones about this. Like, what the F is this? Well, listen, MSNBC is a leftist. Well, listen, the entire media landscape is a leftist propaganda tool. The only thing the right has is Greta Van Susteren and Hannity. Megyn Kelly's not a right-wing propaganda tool. I mean, she dumps all over Trump. She does. She dumps. And if, listen, it doesn't necessarily have to be her doing the dumping. Okay, it doesn't necessarily have to be her doing the dumping, but when she brings on people like, I don't know, Dana LaDoyce and Ben Shapiro and these horrible, horrible people, and they just sit there for 10 minutes spewing just vile, vile hatred towards Trump. Can't really say they are a right-wing propaganda tool. But Greta had it was nice. It was a Meet the Trumps. So it was a whole hour. And Greta was talking to Eric and the Trump kids, and she was taking tours of their homes, and it was nice. But then, bang, the show gets interrupted, by Obama and the magical mystery apology tour. Seriously, I get Greta late. I don't watch Greta when you all watch Greta. I watch her late. I watch her at 11 o'clock. I don't watch her. I watch the repeat, I guess you could say. I watch the California nighttime feed. So I get her at night. I don't watch her. I think she comes on in L.A. at 3 maybe or 4. I don't know what time, but I miss it. I'm working. I'm doing things. You know, I'm out and about. So at night is when I catch her. So I'm watching the Trump family episode. And it gets interrupted. At first, it was just a little box. It was just a little window to the right, like they're doing now with the Chupacabra watch. But it was a little window, and it showed Obama getting off the airplane, the whole thing. But then it evolved into them just breaking away from the Trump family special. So I was very, 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 very distraught by this. Very distraught. Very distraught. So Obama's there. And he doesn't flat out apologize. He doesn't flat out say, "We're sorry." He doesn't do one of those. But it was pretty close. It was pretty close. And it really is bizarre. And let me explain. It's really bizarre. Because Japan tried to take over the world with the Nazis. They did. They tried to take over the world with the Nazis. But more importantly, they attacked us first. They launched an attack. Remember Pearl Harbor? Y'all? Remember Pearl Harbor? Remember the Ben Affleck movie? Yeah. It was unprovoked. It wasn't war as we know war is, meaning you get on a battlefield, you got a gun, grenades, airplanes flying above, a war, rather the war is conventional or unconventional, it's war. That was a sneak attack. That was a ambush. I mean, the only way to compare it, and it's been compared countless times before, is 9/11. And imagine 50 years from now, 60 years from now, the President of the United States going wherever in the Middle East. Who knows where? Who knows where? I mean, right now, you would say Saudi Arabia, considering Saudi Arabia funded the attack. 80% of the attackers were from Saudi Arabia. I mean, we don't have to give you the laundry list. Go to the site. We've done stories about it. Call your congressman up. Call your senator up. Say, hey, release the 28 pages. Release the 28 pages of the 9/11 report. Pearl Pearl Harbor was exactly what 9/11 was. Who the hell would ever think going to Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan and giving a speech and basically saying, you know what? We're all to blame. We're all to blame. No, we're not all to blame. We're not all to blame. I don't want to get riled up to an extent where I make jokes, and because we have fun on this show, but you know, man, it's amazing. I mean, it's sad. It really is. It's sad. We were attacked. We were attacked. Pearl Harbor, people were watching TV. People were asleep. People were eating. Maybe people were in an act of love. I mean, people had no idea. Had no idea what was going to happen. And then, boom, houses get blown up. Buildings get blown. I mean, just like 9/11. You're sitting there working in your office. Maybe you're eating a breakfast muffin. I mean, minding your own business, doing your job, trying to get through life. And you look up, and there's a jet flying into your window. I mean, that's what happened in Pearl Harbor. And what we did was protect ourselves by dropping those bombs. Was an act not of aggression on our part. We were protecting ourselves. Remember, we weren't involved in that war. That brought us in to the war. I mean, we get grief because we didn't engage in the war. We get grief from people who say, hey, you knew what was going on with Hitler. You knew what was going on with the mass extermination of Jews. You knew. And you didn't want to get involved. I mean, we really were the victims. We really were. I mean, we were like, hey, we just, you know what, you guys all deal with your own stuff. For this president to go, and I got the speech. And it's this, I mean, it really is just a long, it's just this long, you know, when you talk about presidential, okay, when someone goes, oh, Trump's not presidential, when I listen to someone like Stuart Stevens, who I tweeted about yesterday, got to be the biggest crybaby in the history of he's a man baby. He's a man, baby. The guy's just, man. He cried and cried and cried about how Trump is just not fit for the office, and he's not presidential, and you have to respect the office of the United States. Man. And I'm thinking, so what is the respect? Going to Japan? Going to Japan? And basically apologizing? Talking about a Japanese person who has forgiven the pilot that dropped one of the bombs. Forgiven the pilot? Forgiven? What are you kidding me? Forgiven? Are you out of your mind? That they forgiven us? Really? Really? They what? So the speech is this long, I say rambling. I say rambling, but I mean it's this long, prepared speech that's written by three or four people, and that's the judge. That's how you judge who is to be president? Speeches? Seriously, that's the temperament. That's presidential. Speeches? Amazing. I mean, amazing. But let me give you a smidgen. Because I don't want to focus the entire show on the Obama apology tour. But let me just give you a little, because I queued it up into my feed. So Obama starts. He's at Hiroshima. And he says, 71 years ago, on a bright, cloudless morning, death fell from the sky, and the world was changed. A flash of light and a wall of fire destroyed a city and demonstrated that mankind possessed the means to destroy itself. It's like they were America. They were Pearl Harbor. They were the World Trade Center. I mean, they're the ones that caused this. Oh, Obama acts like, you know, we just had this bug up our ass. And we were like, you know, let's just go drop two bombs on Japan. Let's test these suckers out. What do you guys think? Huh? What do you think? Let's just do, it's just amazing. It's amazing. Japan was working with Hitler to try to take over the world. These little bastards were in just full take over the world mode, man. We were defending ourselves. We were protecting ourselves. We were protecting the world. We were protecting the world, man. Jesus H. We were protecting the world. We got attacked. We got attacked. B Before 9/11, it was the worst attack on our homeland. We lost thousands. Just amazing. Amazing. Japan was trying to take over the world. They attacked us. We were defending ourselves. They attacked us. They attacked us. If we didn't do what we did, there would have been tens of thousands of more people, our people, dead. They had so many schemes and plans in place, flying balloons filled with death and destruction. I mean, seriously, they had all sorts of schemes and plans and things that they were going to do to us. We defended ourselves. We protected the world. These sons of bitches were marching through Europe. They were just taking everything. If we didn't do what we did, the United States, did you ever, I'm telling you, you got to check it out. It was on Amazon or Netflix. I think it was on Amazon. Man in the Iron Castle, I think it's called. It was basically what would have happened if we lost the war. What would have happened if Obama was the president? That was basically it. What would have happened if Obama was the president? Half the United States would be under Japanese rule, and the other half of the United States would be under Nazi Germany's rule. That's what this 10-episode series was. Split the United States in half. And from California to like the middle of Texas was controlled by Japan, and from Texas to New York was controlled by Germany. If Obama was the president 70 years ago, right now, we would be under Japanese rule. Amazing. It's just amazing. This president is amazing. Liberals are amazing. They really are. Obama continues. Why do we come to this place, to Hiroshima? We come to ponder a terrible force unleashed in a not so distant past. We come to mourn the dead, including over 100,000 Japanese men, women, and children. Thousands of Koreans, a dozen Americans held prisoner. Their souls speak to us. They ask us to look inward, to take stock of who we are and what we might become. Again, it's as if everything before the dropping of the bombs didn't exist. It's like Obama's trying to erase the history that led to two atomic bombs being dropped on Japan. It's like these poor people, they were just minding their own business, eating some rice, doing some fishing, and the evil Americans dropped two nuclear bombs. Bad, bad America. Are you insane? Are you insane? I don't know, man. How many more months do we got left of this? I can't believe I voted for him. I can't believe at one time I was a liberal. I can't believe I was a leftist. I can't. Amazing. It is not the fact of war that sets Hiroshima apart. Artifacts tell us that violent conflict appeared with the very first man. Our early ancestors, having learned to make blades from flint and spears from wood, used these tools not just for hunting, but against their own kind. On every continent, the history of civilization is filled with war, rather driven by the scarcity of grain or hunger for gold, compelled by nationalist fervor or religious zeal. All right. Now you realize that we didn't drop those two bombs for nationalist fervor. Okay? There was no nationalism involved when we dropped the two bombs. There was no hunger for gold. We weren't looking for gold. We weren't looking for food. We weren't looking for food. And we weren't looking to protect religion. There was no religious zeal. We dropped those two bombs because the Japanese attacked us. We dropped those two bombs because the Japanese and Germany decided that they were done with Europe. They were done in that region, and now they needed to take out the great Satan, which is the United States of America. So Obama is somehow, he's a lawyer. He's this educate. I mean, what's he doing here? I mean, seriously, what's he doing here? I don't get it. I know I'm not as smart as the liberals, and I'm not as smart as the Republican elite. You know, the Stuart Stevens who say he will never ever vote for Trump because he is not presidential. I don't get this. This is presidential? Seriously, this is presidential. Going to Japan and saying, hey, you know, things happen because of religious wars and the search for gold. No, we dropped two bombs because we were protecting ourselves. Imagine what would have happened if Germany and or Japan had the atomic bomb. I mean, you all know history. You all know how close the Germans were to getting the bomb. Imagine if they had the bomb first. There would be no Pearl Harbor. That side of the United States would be gone. It wouldn't have been airplanes dropping, bombs on us, missiles, or whatever the hell they had back 70 years ago. It wouldn't have been a Japanese kamikaze pilot. They would have dropped atomic bombs. And it wouldn't have been just two of them. If they had five in their bag, they would have dropped all five. And if they could have gotten into California, if they could have figured out a way to get a pilot over here, if they would have. It was an act of war. There was no gold involved. There was no food involved. Nobody was looking for food. Nobody was looking for gold. Nobody was looking for religion. We dropped the two bombs on Japan because they attacked us. It was war. And if we didn't do it, Japan and Germany were probably days away from having the bomb themselves to drop on us. Oh, man. Unbelievable.